Oh, now look at you. Why are you whining? You knew exactly what you were getting into when we made this wager. You knew the stakes, and I'm sure you had plans for what you wanted to do to me, too. In fact, I think I know exactly what you wanted to do to me. And you would not have been merciful. And remember, I know how much you like to dominate people. So, turnabout is very fair play here. You told me I get to do whatever I want to you this weekend. And all I've asked you to do so far is get cuffed, collared, and spanked. I've been gentle with you. Trust me, this is the easy part. You know this is going to get rougher and more intense as the weekend goes on. If you can't take this, you're really gonna hate tomorrow. You're so used to denying others, so used to having this kind of control over them, that being in this position, it's gotta be getting under your skin. And I like the thought of that. That's half the fun of this, truth be told. Look at how flushed you're getting. You're so angry that I won't just give in to your wishes. But the truth is, right now, I own you. Your pain, your pleasure, they're elements of my whim. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you understand that your body is mine, that it's my playground, the happier you'll be. Sure, you may whimper and complain and try to compel me with all the arguments you think you have at your disposal. But in the end, what happens to you is my decision. Now, I'm going to give you a little taste of the training you're going to endure under my cruel tutelage this weekend. You have to know exactly what kind of master I am. This is an anal hook. And from that name, you know exactly where it's going, don't you? That nod tells me everything. And I can see in your eyes that they're focused on that rather large ball at the end of the hook, too. They get a lot bigger than this. So, right now, I'm showing you mercy, and you should thank me for that. I want to hear you say the words. Such a good slave. But let's be honest. I have a feeling if the wager had gone the other way, you'd be preparing me for one of these, wouldn't you? That was such a guilty look, and I loved seeing that. I'm going to be so kind to you right now. I could push this in with little to no lube, slowly inching it in while I listen to you beg for me to stop. And that would hurt so much. Maybe another day, or after another bet. Well, I know you're going to beg anyway, but this way, at least it'll hurt a little less. But I could have been that cruel, remember that. But I'm not going to be overly kind either. If I was, I'd warm the metal of the hookup first. In fact, no, I'll let you find that out yourself. Yes, I saw you shiver as I pressed the end against your asshole. It's so cold, isn't it? And it's going to be fun watching you struggle as you try to warm it up. It's going to take a while, though. I had it in the fridge, so it's cold all the way through. That's it. That's a good little pet. Feel that stretch. But it's not fun, but it's really good training for you. You'll get it nice and toasty soon enough. But the cold is making you clench, isn't it? You can't help yourself. But you have to know that this ass is going to get used and abused, and you have to be ready for that. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Now, arch your back. Do it. I'm telling you to do that so it hurts less. The widest part of the ball is now through, so the worst part is over now, and it should just slide in, and that tight little asshole is just going to clamp around it. Oh, look at that. Look at all that pre-cum. That ball must be resting right against your prostate right now. I can hear you moaning. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. You'll see. That wasn't so bad, now was it? You're so full now, aren't you? And I'm sure you can really feel every little move you make now. You can feel that rope on your back too, can't you? There's a reason for that. I'll just let you think about it for a bit before I do what I want. Because that's going to be so much fun. That slow dawning realization is perfection. Yes, there were definitely other reasons for me to make you wear that collar. I'm sure you noticed that loop when I put it on you, but you thought I was going to put you on a leash. That may still happen at some point, but I had other plans for it first. You know how good I am with ropes at this point, so it'll only take me a few seconds to thread that rope through and knot it up tight. I bet you can hardly move now, even with the little bit of slack I've given you. You'll also notice that I've wrapped it around the chain of your handcuffs, too. So you'll definitely feel that every time you move your wrists. Who knows, maybe you'll start to like it. Oh, I'm sure as you squirm, you're going to make yourself come. It'll ache, and then you'll find yourself helpless to stop yourself from just giving into it. I'm sure you'll be so noisy when you do, and I know I can definitely think of ways to help that process along. I mean, your ass is already red from the spankings I gave you earlier, but I think you're ready for more. But I don't want to hear you beg for me to stop, or even for you to beg me to spank you harder. So we are going to put this ball gag back in to muffle your words into noises, because good slaves can't speak. You want to be a good slave for me, don't you? Yes, nod for me. I'm just going to shift you just a bit, and oh, you felt every bit of that, I could tell by the way you shuddered. So, when I spank you with that hook in, yes, look at you squirm. This has to feel exquisite, doesn't it? You want to stay still, but your body won't let you. You're getting a nice feedback loop going, aren't you? Ah, such a good little slave. Oh, you hated this at first, but you're really starting to enjoy this now. Do you want me to spank you harder? Not if you'd like that. Oh, I knew that would pull a little bit. Are you okay? Yes, using your noises now. He definitely learned a lesson there. One cheek, then the other. You have to be getting so sore, but you seem like getting closer to coming, too. Bet you never thought there'd be a day where you'd ever be able to come from this, did you? So I'm going to go faster now, just because I can. It's been such a learning experience for you, hasn't it? You've been such a good slave for me. I want you to do one thing for me at the end of this. Come for me. Don't fight it. You can. I want you to. Just let go. Oh, that's a good little slave. That pushed all your buttons, didn't it? Now, how did you like that? You can use your words now, so you can just take this gag out. Oh, I never told you I'd give you the keys to those cuffs. You just assumed if you were good, I'd hand them over. I don't know why you thought I'd give them to you. Silly, silly, silly. Haven't you learned yet? We've just gotten started. Why are you whining? You've only been in those handcuffs for 3 hours so far. And those ankle ones for like 45 minutes. I mean, if you don't like what I've been doing to you so far, we could always... I mean, I could always try to do something a little more adventurous with you. I mean, I could throw you into my car, put you right next to me. Yes, just like that. And just pick a dark corner and push you out into the street. Just leave you like this, tied up, and you'd have to rely on the kindness of strangers. Maybe they'd help you, or maybe they'll help themselves, if you catch my drift. You wouldn't want me to do that, would you? I mean, it sounds like fun to me. I didn't think so. So I'm just going to leave you here for a bit and let you think about what I'm going to do to you next. I mean, half the fun of this is the anticipation. I like making you come like that. And you're going to have so many more orgasms this weekend. That was just a taste. So don't get me wrong. I am going to break you. And then you'll never mention those keys again, will you? Because at the end of this, you're going to beg to be my slave. To never let you go. As long as I make you come like this, you'll always want me to be your master. And you'll never regret losing that bet.